Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How do you face rejection? Does it compel you to press on, propelling you to higher heights? Or does something in you close up, causing you to avoid taking risks? Toni Jessica understands what it means to be turned down, but lives with a victorious resilience that inspires. He possesses what I call a resurrection spirit. Today, Toni is working on a fishing TV show, three screenplays, two of which are for Christian audiences, all in the face of rejection. There's more. We gather together, as we typically do with you today on the Good Life Radio program, to remind you about the love of God and that there is always hope in Jesus Christ. No matter what we're facing, what we're going through, no matter what struggle you may have at this present moment, even rejection. In Christ, who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins, he shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away, he was buried and 3 days later rose again from the grave. Well, the living Christ, the resurrected Jesus, is able to bring resurrection hope to you. Would you open your heart to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Toni Jessica is a graduate of USC Film School with a degree in screenwriting. He's been a television and film writer, producer in Tampa, Florida for the past 16 years. He produced The Investigator, written by Ray Romano's brother, Richard. He has three screenplays in the Hollywood pipeline right now. He's a professional stand-up comedian with performances across America. Toni, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for having me. I feel like you know all about my life more than I do.
Well, Toni, where did you grow up?
I grew up, I don't think I've ever really grown up, to be honest, but my younger years were spent in Southern California and Hawaii, actually. I lived in Hawaii until I was four, and then we moved to Southern California.
Okay, so what part of, where were you in Hawaii, and then where were you in Southern California when you moved?
My father was in the Marine Corps, and so we were on Oahu in Honolulu. I don't remember the name of the base that he was stationed at, but then we moved to Orange County, California, in a little town called Tustin, mm-hmm. where there was a Marine base there.
Toni, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say, you know, it's easy. You know, the easy answer is my parents, of course, mother and father, who are still alive and still very much a part of my life. If I had to go outside of the parental unit, I had a baseball coach in Little League that was very influential on me as a person, not just as a baseball player, but as a Christian. You know, he would lead our team in prayer at every practice and at every game at a time when nobody was doing that. And, you know, with all the controversy around prayer and sports today, we were taught to pray, and we were very successful as a team. I like to think that had a lot to do with it.
Hmm. What position did you play, Toni?
I was a first baseman and a pitcher.
Okay. Are you a lefty?
I am right-handed.
Ooh. Danny, you took the question right out of my mouth.
You got to jump in, Suzanne.
A right-handed first baseman, pretty good.
Hey, Tony, how did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian through my parents. You know, they were always bringing us to church as, you know, as a child. And then when I got older into high school, I became an altar boy at the church. We were Episcopalians. And so, you know, I've always been, you know, going to church, and, you know, my parents still, every time I'm down visiting them, I'll still go with them to their church. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough to produce a feature film about 4 years ago. And now I've found that once you do a Christian project, it's very easy to get locked in, and they, you know, keep returning to projects. And now I have another, like I said, another screenplay. I have two screenplays, actually, that are Christian themed. I have a television show. So it tends to be like a snowball rolling downhill in a good way.
Well, on a personal note, what difference, Tony, has your relationship with Christ made in your life?
I think that my relationship with Christ is that basically above all things, it's just taught me to be a good person. You know, if they say the golden rule, treat others as you would like to be treated, really just is woven into my fabric, so to speak. And and I don't consider myself, I'm not out there Bible thumping. I'm not, you know, preaching my message maybe as often as I should or as much as I should, but I like to think that I'm a good influence on people, and I live a good life.
Danny, may I jump in?
Of course.
Tony, how has your faith in Christ sustained you and helped you through, did you say, 3 strokes and a heart attack?
In the last 3.5 years, I have had a heart attack and 3 strokes, yes.
And so tell us a little about where Jesus was in all of that for you.
Well, I found myself in hospital rooms, and it's very easy to discover religion when you're lying in a hospital bed for 20 hours a day. You pray a lot. And and I've had, you know, I had visitors and family and friends, you know, call me on the phone and come visit me. And they say that they're praying for me, and I like to believe that somewhere along the way, God answered one of the prayers. I don't know if he answered all of them or if he just picked one and answered it, but it worked because my rehabilitation has been very successful since my most recent stroke, which was in March of this year.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I mentioned earlier about rejection, and maybe you can just share a little bit about season 1, that audition for The Biggest Loser, what happened there, and then why don't you start off there, and then we'll go to Last Comic Standing and so on.
Sure. If you want to talk about rejection, there was the television show on NBC called The Biggest Loser, which dealt with weight loss, and when they were holding auditions for season 1, nobody really knew what the show was about. They hadn't seen it on television, and they were asking for audition tapes. You know, send us a VHS tape. That's how long ago this was. And I had a video production company, and my cameraman and I created a hilarious audition tape about losing weight because I was overweight. And we sent the audition tape off to Los Angeles, and I did talk to the producers, and they said, "We loved your tape, but you're just not fat enough." And I thought, well, you know, how, what are you looking for? And I found out as season one that they're looking for, you know, the morbidly obese people, you know, that can lose 150 pounds in a season and, you know, get on the scale and, you know, look at the before and look at the after. And so, yes, while I was overweight, I was not 500 pounds. And, you know, in subsequent years, it seems like the contestants just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they kept losing more weight. And so, yes, so I was not fat enough for The Biggest Loser.
That was just the beginning, right? I mean, we'll talk about Last Comic Standing when we come back from our break. And then,
sure.
And then Shark Tank, that's another one, right? So, we've got a succession.
We've got a lot of losing here.
A lot of succession of rejection. But I must add, though, that in all of this, because there's so much more, you lost quite a bit of weight yourself, didn't you?
I have, yes. I had gotten up to, I had gotten as big as 350 pounds and, didn't realize the dangers of being overweight. And, you know, if I hadn't lost the weight, I would probably be dead by now. But I had good motivation and good reason to lose the weight. And the trick now is keeping it off.
You, by your sharing, by your example, even in the midst of the challenge to keep the weight off, you speak to many. I know you speak to people in Florida, but today you speak to many, and you've spoken all across the United States in your comedy performances. But I'm so grateful that we are together today, because every one of us, whether we admit it or not, Tony, we have experienced rejection. Mm-hmm. And rejection has someone listening maybe nodding their head right now. And if they're not nodding their head, maybe they're nodding their head in their heart. But it has neutralized us. It kept us in place. We don't want to experience that again. Whether we articulate it or not, that's certainly the feeling we have. And today, someone may be neutralized or paralyzed in rejection. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Tony Jessica. Hey, he has turned things around. You know, when you face rejection, or when you face multiple rejections, it's quite easy to think, well, I am the biggest loser, and my life therefore comes to a halt. But no, in Christ there's a resurrection spirit. He'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailiiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Tony Jessica auditioned for season one of The Biggest Loser. He was rejected. Well, on season one of Last Comic Standing, well, he was rejected again. Well, it's a story. You say, geez, Danny, that's a lot of rejection. Well, when you hear him, you'll hear a different kind of heart, though, a different kind of spirit, a prevailing spirit, because of the things that he is doing today, really, in a significant way, that has been propelled by rejection. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Thanks for joining with us. Maybe you're tuning in right now, caught the tail end of the last segment. Hey, you can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Tony, Last Comic Standing, what happened there?
Well, they, season one, again, much like The Biggest Loser, nobody really knew if this show was going to be a hit. But it, as you know, it was a reality show dedicated to a competition to find stand-up comedians. And so they brought the audition to Tampa, you know, open auditions to Tampa. And they said, prepare, you know, 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes of material, and you'll go on stage in front of our judges. And so I waited in line, I believe, 8 hours to get on stage, memorizing my 3 to 4 minutes. I had it down, and then my time came on stage. And then right before I went on stage, they said, okay, you're only going to have about 30 seconds. And that just, you know, threw me off my game completely, because how do you possibly be funny in 30 seconds? You might be able to tell one good joke, one setup, one joke. And sure enough, you know, I got through about 1.5 jokes before the judges cut me off. I wasn't funny enough. So yes, I was not funny enough for Last Comic Standing, not fat enough for Biggest Loser. I have tried and I have been beaten down, but I have to just keep getting back up and trying for the next glory, so to speak.
Well, the next glory, from what I've seen, it was Shark Tank. So you went for that too, didn't you?
Shark Tank in season one. Again, these are all fledgling shows. Nobody knew if Shark Tank was going to be a hit, which of course it is, but they were looking for ideas. And so I showed up. This audition was in Orlando, Florida. And I went and I pitched my idea. Now, I was not an inventor, but I did have a screenplay that I had written, and I was looking for financing for the screenplay. So I gave them the pitch. I told them how I came to write the film. And when I was done with my pitch to the judges, they basically said, we love the idea. Good luck with it, but we're looking for inventions. We're not looking for movies or media projects. Or books or anything like that. And so now, that's why when you watch Shark Tank on whatever network it's on, it's primarily inventors and their inventions, and not books or music or movies or anything like that. So, again, Shark Tank, you know, is still on the air. It's a big hit. I was not part of it, though. So,
Danny, my suggestion to Tony was let's look at season 2 through 12 for the next interview and stop with the first seasons.
Oh, we'll find out if the show's going to be a hit.
Let's do that.
There was a game show I tried out for called Show Me the Money, and nobody remembers the show. It was William Shatner was the host of Show Me the Money, and I auditioned for that, and I passed all of the tests, and I passed the interview process, and then they said, we're going to put you on the show. And then when I went home for Christmas, I was reading the newspaper one morning, and the headline read, Show Me the Money, canceled after one airing. And then, of course, I got a phone call, and they said, well, we would have put you on the show, but the show has been canceled. So,
okay, so Tony, what prompts you or prompted you to audition for these shows?
Well, when it comes to game shows, I consider myself relatively intelligent. I have been on 4 game shows in my lifetime that have aired, and I've won. I'm 4-for-4 on game shows. I'm undefeated.
Batting 1,000.
So I consider myself intelligent and smart and personable. You know, I'm TV material, but then when reality shows come, they are looking for certain people, you know, for Biggest Loser. They're looking for really fat people. Last Comic Standing, I found out that a lot of the comics that were on this reality show were actually professional stand-up comedians who've been around for 15 to 20 years. You know, they're headlining clubs all over the United States. They're not rookies, you know, like I was. So, but, you know, I just want, you know, I want to succeed. I want to prove myself. I've still got some gas left in the tank.
So what lessons have you learned in spite of rejection?
I think the lessons I've learned is that the harder you work, the more results you're going to see. And, you know, there's so many cliches you can apply to that, but, you know, if there is no action, there is no result. So you have to go out and you have to make things happen. You cannot win the race if you don't run in the race.
Mm.
And so that's basically what I've found is that you may try and you may fall down and you may get rejected, but you literally have to pick yourself up and dust yourself off again. And I know it's, you know, the athletes talk about losing and, you know, all the time, it's, you know, but then someday, you know, the harder you work, you're going to succeed and you're going to win at something. And so I just apply that not to necessarily to reality shows or game shows or anything, but just in life in general. You know, you just cannot give up.
You know, Tony, you even sound like, in a sense, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's almost been fun. I mean, you have such a great attitude about it.
I do. I have a great attitude about it. And I've just been fortunate because I'm around people that help me succeed. They motivate me, and they are, you know, whether it's, I used to have a video production company here in Tampa, and I had probably the best cameraman and best editor, you know, and together with me, you know, we've made the best two-man production team in America. If we had a reality show about two-man TV shows, two-man crews, I would put me and my partner up against any other two-man team in America.
So, Tony, do you feel comfortable sharing about your partner?
Yes, of course. My business partner, you know, like I said, there were three, you know, just two people. I was the writer and director and casting you know, and then he was my cameraman and editor. You know, we were, and not only was he one of my best friends, but, you know, he was my partner for 18 years. And he was in a, you know, in a car accident a year ago. He was hit and killed by a car. And so that loss, you know, in an instant, I lost my friend and my business partner. So that band is not getting back together. I have to, you know, I have a new TV show, you know, that I'm trying to develop, but I need a crew. You know, I need to put those pieces together without my friends who I had worked with, you know, closely for 18 years. And so that's just something that I've had to, you know, overcome. And I talked to him, you know, I'm hoping he's up in heaven. I don't know if he can hear me, but I feel like I'm on an island a lot without my business partner. I have to make things happen on my own.
Well, Tony and Jessica, Tony, when we come back, let's go further. I'm just thinking maybe a word to someone today who, well, just explaining what you did about what recently happened just about a year ago with your business partner. In addition to that which you've experienced in the past, moments, just tough times, unexpected, and then this just devastating news. I can't imagine what it was like or is like for you at this time, the level of uncertainty, but you're still moving forward. And you have a word for somebody who right now has every reason to push the pause button on life and just stop and just say, you know, I've tried enough. I've tried my best. My best is not good enough. Nothing works out for me. And then something worse takes place. But Tony, Jessica, you're a spokesman. You're one who I believe can share a word of hope, a word of encouragement. When we come back, Tony, Jessica will share heart to heart with you a word of encouragement. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tony, Jessica is currently rehabbing from a health scare. He says he's a poster boy for rehabilitation in Florida. He was blessed and honored to be the keynote speaker at their Florida Medical Association convention in 2017. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. We're talking about, well, not only rejection, but resilience, coming back with, as I have said earlier, a resurrection spirit. Find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Tony, someone today is facing their own moment of rejection. Share a word of hope with them.
Okay. It's a very simple belief, but I believe you have to have a dream, because if you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? And that, it just comes from the musical South Pacific, actually. It's a song. And it's been turned into, it's been covered by several artists from a song called Happy Talk. But basically, you have to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? And I don't know if there's any other easier way I can put it.
Well, you're rehabbing from a medical condition.
Yes.
So what happened in March?
I had a stroke, and this was my third one, and it left me, I literally fell out of bed and could not stand up, and so the ambulance came and took me to a hospital, and I was there for 5 weeks. Basically, I lost my left leg, you know, I lost the ability to walk, and much of my left arm was useless as well. So I had fantastic medical care at Florida Hospital Tampa, in a great rehab unit, and I was in rehab for 3 to 4 hours a day, and some of the things they were having us do seemed so simple, and it's amazing how we take for granted the things that we do in our everyday life, that when we lose that ability or we can't do it, we realize how blessed we are. With me, it was something as simple as buttoning my shirt, because I was telling my brain to put the button in the buttonhole, and I just couldn't do it. My brain would not listen, and I could not button my shirt. I could not put toothpaste on a toothbrush to brush my teeth. I couldn't put my shoes on. It was all these things I could not do, but my therapist took time, and they were very patient, and they, you know, led me through the rehab process, and now I am walking. You know, I don't have a walker. I don't have a cane anymore. I still limp, but my rehabilitation has been so thorough and so complete that the hospital was impressed with my progress, but he did ask me to be their keynote speaker at a convention last month.
What other medical maladies have you experienced?
Well, a heart attack 3.5 years ago. I had an artery that was 100% blocked, and it was an artery that is called the Widowmaker for a good reason. I was theoretically not supposed to survive that heart attack, but I had a stent put in my heart, and then I've been okay since then. I'm on medication and care. But yeah, aside from the stroke and the heart attack, medical maladies, I'm pretty healthy aside from that. So the last thing I want to do is I need to run. I have not run in a long time, and I want to prove to myself that I can run, because I used to be a marathon runner, and I would love nothing more than to prove to myself and prove to the world that I can do it again. There's got to be a lifetime movie of the week in there somewhere. I don't know, because if I can inspire anybody, you know, to do things, then it makes my job and my life that much easier.
Well, let's follow up with that, with this. How has your health condition and your attitude in life, Tony, how do you feel that's positioned you as a speaker?
Well, I think my attitude just basically, and I believe that my attitude was formed greatly from my parents, you know, because they have very positive attitudes as well. And they are always, you know, nobody has ever said, no, you can't do this, or we don't believe in you. You know, I've always had support and people believe in me. And so that keeps me going. And again, if I don't consider myself a hero, I don't, you know, carry a flag around saying, look at me, I'm doing heroic things, because I don't believe that I am. I'm just simply, you know, going from day to day and point A to point B. And if along the way somebody can look at me and say, wow, you know, Tony did that. And I can just say, you know, like I said, I used to run marathons, but I had friends of mine look at me after I ran a marathon, and they said, well, if he can do it, we can certainly run marathons. And so, sure enough, the following year, I had five friends join me in a marathon, and we ran the Walt Disney Marathon in Orlando. Hmm. You know, and so now, all of a sudden, I had five friends inspired by me, and now they got to run. They ran and completed a marathon. And if that's what, you know, if that's a bucket list thing, or if that's something you've always wanted to do, then I guess I helped them do that.
I have a new goal for you, Tony. I want you to keep working and run in the Honolulu Marathon someday, okay?
The Honolulu Marathon.
It's in December every year, so maybe 2018.
How wonderful would that be to return to Hawaii? I haven't been to Hawaii in 35 years. Mm. And so that would be a glorious return. Does Honolulu even have 26 miles of roads?
It does, just barely.
The road to Hana, how long is that?
Oh, that? No, we're not going to do that one. That would take too long.
Got it.
Tony, what was your message there at the Florida Medical Association Convention? What was the title of your message, and what was the essence of that message?
I think the essence was more of a thank you to the staff, because this was all of the stroke patients who had had a stroke over the past year were all, you know, they were all united with doctors. And the doctors wanted to see the progress that we've made. You know, for me, it was about 5 months, you know, since my stroke. And so they got a chance to look at me and say, when we last saw Tony, he left the hospital in a wheelchair and a walker. And he looked like Santa Claus because he hadn't shaved in 2 months. Now, not only is he no longer with the walker, he's not with a cane, he's not with a wheelchair, he's walking on his own. And so it also, there's a war going on in the insurance industry, in healthcare. You know, I don't need to tell you about the healthcare wars that are going on in Washington, D.C. But the insurance companies don't want stroke patients like me to get specialized rehab therapy like I received. They would rather put me in a wheelchair and have me rot in a nursing home because it's less expensive. And so that's their idea of rehab. But the hospital that I was in, I received specialized therapy with professionals and, you know, doctors and nurses and therapists that had a vested interest in my success. And so if there was a message, it would be just a big thank you, because I wish I had video of me on day one versus video of how I look today. And, it's literally before and after, advertisement or you know, a testimony to therapy, you know, to stroke therapy and how it works.
Tony, when we come back, I know you have a love for karaoke. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's have some light moment. Not only that, Tony, Jessica, you probably want to know this. This sort of dates some of us, but he was an extra in a blockbuster movie called Top Gun. Well, maybe we can, you know, convince him to share a little bit about that as well. When we come back, more from Tony Jessica. You know, Tony is a man who has endured quite a lot in life. But you see, that does not take away from the fact that you have endured a lot in your life. And perhaps there are certain things that he has shared that you can relate with. And maybe other things that, well, certainly he would be able to relate with you and vice versa. But there are always distinctions and yet a common thread. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tony Jessica, well, he's rewriting a screenplay on integration about a high school football team in Florida that played in 1960. Well, he's also been an extra. You heard me mention this before our break, if you were listening then. He was an extra in the movie Top Gun. Hey, this is the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. It's a blessing to have you with us. If you'd like to stand with us, you know, as we continue to share our programs, not only the Good Life, but a slice of the Good Life across the United States and in England, Canada, and the Philippines. Well, stand with us in your, with your prayers and your financial support go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and click partners. We've got a special place for you there to stand with us with your contribution. Tony, I hear you love to sing karaoke. When did you experience karaoke first?
Well, I don't know if I would call it singing. I am a terrible singer, but I'm a great entertainer.
Okay.
So I have no problem. You put a microphone in my hand, and you can put me in front of any crowd, and I'll talk, I'll sing. But I was a foreign exchange student in Japan in high school, and this was 35 years ago. When I was over in Japan, I lived with families. I had host families, and they would take me out to karaoke establishments. And when I, the whole concept of singing songs on stage was so foreign to me, because the laser discs or the discs that they had were very limited. They had the Beach Boys and the Beatles, Elvis Presley, and that's about it. And then everything else was Japanese songs, and novelty songs. So I got known for singing the Hokey Pokey in front of a bunch of Japanese people. And so, which sounded great until it came time to put your whole self in, and I just went right off the stage. But I came back to America. I said, you won't believe what they do in Japan. I said, they sing these crazy songs in front of, strangers. And my friend said, that's the stupidest thing we've ever heard of. I was like, yeah, well, it's kind of fun. And so then it wasn't until maybe 5 years later when I was in college in Los Angeles that we had a little Tokyo district in Los Angeles, and there was a karaoke establishment there. And we ended up, my friends and I ended up going there all the time. And it was 95% Japanese people. And then a couple American college students. And by the time I left college, it was about 50-50. The Americans were taking over. But so I consider myself the American ambassador to karaoke. longer than almost anybody else has in America. And I'm not good at it, but I enjoy it.
How do your listeners feel?
When did you discover, Tony, when did you discover your desire to be on stage?
I think it was in kindergarten, because you have to put on, we used to put on an end of year show for all the parents, and we did a circus, and so this person was the elephant, and this person was the seal, and these people were the clowns. Well, we needed a ringmaster to run the circus, and nobody wanted to be the ringmaster, and so I, by default, was picked to be the ringmaster, and I think that was where I finally first learned. That, there's something about being the star, or, there's something about being on stage. And so, yes, so I was 6 years old, and I was ringmastering in a kindergarten circus. That would be the first time, I would say.
Let's pause a while and just speak to something very specific, or to someone very specific. Because you discovered something within yourself that has grown through the years into adulthood. And obviously, just in talking with you as a performer, as a communicator, Tony, Jessica, you have found your voice. But maybe someone today who's listening, they know what that's like. Because at one time, they had a voice. They had a strong, I'm not talking about a good, smooth a karaoke voice, singing talent. I'm talking about the voice of that certain command, that certain sense of presence that they once had. But life has beat them down. Some might say, well, too much rejection. Maybe so. And they don't talk as much anymore. They don't voice their opinion as much anymore. They have been silenced. What would you say as a word to encourage someone to speak again, to convey their heart and their heart message again, a word?
Wow, that's great. I would use a quote, and I don't know what the source of the quote, but it goes, we don't realize the power of our voices until we've been silent. And I wish I knew the source, but I do know that the Reverend Robert Schuller back in the day used to say, tough times never last, but tough people do. And again, I don't want to talk in cliches because it's so easy to say, you know, you can do it. But you really just have to look within yourself. And I wish I had some inspirational quotes that I could just have right off the top of my head. But I've just enjoyed talking with you, you know, on the show. Because I'm just telling you things that I've done in my life. And I don't consider myself any sort of exceptional person or hero. I'm a God-worshipping and God-fearing person, much like the millions and billions of people here on the planet.
A word, how about you, Suzanne? Any thoughts with regard to a voice and being silent and speaking again?
Well, I would have to turn to the Lord in prayer and just ask for his help in restoring my confidence and in enabling me to reestablish that voice. And there's so much power in prayer. So I think my thought would be, if someone is in that place, just cry out to the Lord. He loves you. He's listening. He understands. And challenge the Lord to help you regain that voice. And in fact, for his glory.
Suzanne, you're speaking to someone in a very deep way. It's something that we don't all often talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we might not even realize that we've been silenced for whatever reason, but would you lead in a prayer, Suzanne? And not only that, but in light of Tony's sharing about resilience,
yes,
in the face of rejection and the resurrection spirit that I've, the resurrection in Christ, that spirit in Christ, that supernatural grace to keep going. Could you lead in a prayer for our dear listener,
yes,
right now?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time we've had with Tony. And Lord, we've listened and heard the resilience, the pick me up and start again. And Father, that's not easy to do. So Lord, I would just ask, especially any of our listeners that are feeling that way now, that through your grace, that you would just, even through the Holy Spirit, reach into the lives of those people and cup their faces in your hands of love, Lord, and cause them to look to you. And even if they don't understand, as Danny said, perhaps they don't even realize, but we are your children, Father, and you love us beyond anything we could hope for or imagine. And so I would ask today that in your love and your grace, that you would reach down and scoop up any that are discouraged and gently put them on their feet and walk within them to restore confidence and joy. Thank you for the joy that we've heard from Tony today, because you are our joy. So we just lift up our listeners to you, Father God, and we just thank you for the privilege and power of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Suzanne. Hey, Tony, one more thing before we wrap up our show. Okay, sure. So Top Gun, what was your part as an extra in that movie?
I happened to be at the Miramar Air Station in San Diego, California, as part of a ROTC training exercise that I was in college. I was in the ROTC program, and they happened to be shooting the movie Top Gun at Miramar Air Station in the summer of 1985, I believe. And I had actually got a chance to fly in an F-14 jet, you know, with one of the stunt pilots from the movie. And then when we were done with our flight, you know, we went out to dinner, and they were shooting the scene in Top Gun where they're in Tom Cruise and Anthony Edwards, you know, Goose, Maverick and Goose, mm-hmm. are singing. They sing "You've Lost That Love and Feeling" to the actress. I forget her name, but anyway, they sing. You know, they pick up the microphone and sing "You've Lost That Love and Feeling," and I'm in the background singing the doo-wop. I'm on screen for about all of 3 seconds, and so I have to be with you, and I have to be sitting right in front of the screen and pointing to you because I had short hair, you know, I had a military haircut, and I was about 50 pounds lighter, and so it was the best I've ever looked in my life.
For 3 seconds.
Hey,
for
3 seconds. And it's there on the big screen, brother. There on the big screen. So, Suzanne, the next time you watch Top Gun, we all know that scene. So
yes.
It's one
and
of the most
song.
famous scenes in the movie. And would you know it? Would you know it, Suzanne? He gets to sing the background to that, and he says he can't sing. He says, you know, he just sings hokey pokey on karaoke. Well, Tony, Jessica, it's been a real treat having you with us today. Thank you for sharing your time. We appreciate
you. Thank you, yes. Much enjoyed everything.
Timely insights from Tony Jessica. You know, my friend, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, you've heard me say, hey, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. I really do believe that. Go to thegoodlifehoy.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. And again, if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehoy.com, click Partners. Psalm 19:14, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Tony Jessica. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.